Well, I think it was one of these annual requirements, but you know, the president has caused a tremendous amount of problem for our allies, for our international organizations. He hasn't treated the United Nations and our allies with the kind of respect and brought them into the problem the way that he could have. Now he's gone to them and asked them for help. It's not surprising that it's very difficult for him to get the kind of support for our country that we need. And I think it shows that the administration's policy on Iraq and the way it's been conducted, essentially with a very small coalition, actually just the United States and Britain substantially, has been faulty. I've been against the war from the beginning. I never saw the imminent threat in Iraq. And I think the president failed to really make the case of the imminent threat. I think the facts on the ground show there wasn't an imminent threat. And I think this is the whole undercurrent which has made it so difficult for him to receive the kind of assistance he and we would like to have from the international community in this policy.